flips and get like foot shoot up with the ceiling instead of down about a foot and a half.
That would be nice.
Over there on the wall, flip the switch.
So how was your day, Ben?
Rough as always.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not hard.
I think this big light over the bed is...
You gotta turn it off over here.
In fact, that must be those lights right there.
So, there's light switch here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm worn out. So it was very nice to see Michelle and Fitz.
Good.
And I was so glad they got to meet each other.
So did your procedure go all right this morning?
Yeah. Went fine. Except it took them 4 extra hours. Nothing much happens. Exactly the way it's supposed to around here. Sometimes it does, so.
Are you sleeping on it?
No.
Still.
I might tonight, though.
Who was coming up from South Carolina? Who was that? Somebody said. Is that Carrie? No.
Ann French's brother or something like that. So
you want to lie down.
No, if I lie down, I'll conk out.
Just doing what you need to do.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now everybody has a really great spirit of helping and cooperation and stuff, but all of the people in my family are very pushy. So they'll maybe I'll say I want something, and then they'll add on 2 or 3 things. Well, do you want this too? Do you want this too? Do you want this too? And I'm not like that. Michelle said the main reason she wanted to come over today was to let me know that I was going to be on the program. She had a talk with Sally Green about it. And that, and to make sure I thought about what I was going to say. So I don't know what I'm going to say. What should I say?
I saw the plaque they've already got. They put it in today. It's good. Beautiful.
Oh, good.
I wanted to call the newspaper photographer and have them come out. It was all black guys, all BPWA guys, you know, sticking there.
Well, you should carry a camera. That's kind of priceless. Country we don't want to mess.
Yeah. They were out there digging it up yesterday, or Monday when Haley's trial was going on inside.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Setting up the Peace and Justice Plaza while there was...
I think we should make mention of that somehow.
And who's Haley?
Haley Coach was had this big trial for holding up a banner for 90 seconds. So Joe Buckner said 90 seconds is not enough to disrupt. You know, when they had this race that's coming on campus last spring. And they had this banner saying no dialogue with racists.
And so he was arrested for that.
She
was arrested. Yes.
Do you remember it was a politician, right?
Yeah.
Carrying a lot of students protested and shouted.
I saw Haley on Monday, Yanni, right after we had been here.
Uh-huh.
And Tim was with me. She'd never met Tim. You know, Tim knew who she was from the Freedom Market. And she told me that she was really getting interested in history.
Is she a senior year?
Yeah, she's in her last year.
Is she from Chapel Hill?
No.
Her mother and father, maybe from Massachusetts or someplace.
They're old radicals, I think.
They're old radicals. They're world-renowned documentary filmmakers.
Oh, really? Interesting.
They got Michael Tiger, who's on the faculty at Duke right now. He's a real good lawyer. Kind of lawyer for his house.
Did somebody have the smarts to turn this on?
Yeah, both Kevin and Sufin were bemoaning the fact that they got you rambling on over here the other night and nobody taped it.
Oh, well.
Now, what I come to realize, I don't know much about Michigan history, but I was transplanted with my job to Oklahoma. And at the time, I was naive, and I kind of chided the black guys that wore cowboy hats, you know, because I'm from Detroit.
Yeah, right.
And they gave me a quick history of the cowboys and where they began and why they called them cowboy. But then I was told about North Tulsa, where it was just like every other place. Right after, I guess, a certain period, they had Black Wall Streets. And I forgot which street it was, but they had a little riot. They were dropping bombs and with airplanes and people running through the streets, very similar to Wilmington. Very similar. And I'm going to have to correlate the time because I still have that sheet, a race riot in Oklahoma. But I have that sheet that I'll correlate the time and see if it's around a similar period.
It was 20 years later, but it was in that.
Yeah, it's all about the same thing. It's not like Wilmington was the first time.
John Hope Franklin's daddy lived in Tulsa when that went down.
Oh, really?
Actually, John Hope was alive, I think. But he was like...
What does that say? Here in line. Anything. It doesn't say anything on the front.
Mm-mm. Just keeps counting milliliters. And it's down to 10.
Okay, well, we don't need to do anything unless we do something else.
You got this down, right? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What's the matter?
Thank you.
What the hell? I was so glad Haley won that because
it gets you lit.
I'm worried that she.
She wasn't the only student involved in that, though, right?
No, but she had the strongest case, and the fact that she won it was good for everybody.
And the banner was against...
This race has got...
No dialogue with hate.
With hate, is that what it says?
Or something like that.
And that doesn't fall into...
Well, they... when they did it, the press really came down strong against the students, against Haley and all SDS and the people that tried to shut this guy down. And it almost smelled as if he was this real small right-wing group had invited him on campus. And it almost smelled like they wanted to, like they were provoking the thing. They apparently have done this in other places. They form a right-wing group, and about six or seven of them, they got $2,000 or whatever out of student funds to pay for this guy to come. And everybody knows it's, he's there just as, he doesn't like immigrants and people of color, and his layout is real racist positions. And so then the right wing raises money, sort of like the health reform now.
Mm-hmm. Same tactic.
Yeah.
What? Well.
The health reform rallies where they send four or five really nutty people. Because the press always picks up on that and they know it.
Oh, yeah, it's what sells
papers.
The
press got totally suckered in on this one. Wow. And a lot of people read about it in the paper. I liberal friends said, well, they shouldn't have done that.
That's sort of what I thought when I read it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more of the brick throwing and, confrontation with the cops and stuff.
Well, one time when the justice system worked a little bit, because Joe Buckner is the most conservative of our judges, but he said, are you trying to tell me that, students can't hold up a banner for 90 seconds, and when the cops say, okay, you got to leave, and they leave, and nobody gets hurt and everything like that, that's illegal? He said, what kind of university are we running here? That judge said that. Because that was the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it gets put in the papers is, oh, the students broke a window and they did this and they did that and people ran out.
But you know why? I mean, it's just because of the image of the university. That's their only leg that they stand on, is free speech. Because they can't claim any racial justice stuff. Or workers' rights.
I heard Bill Friday wrote to the whole report, told him what the hell he
lost. So wrote to who?
The Chancellor.
Smart guy. Learn from experience.
Hey guys. Oh, Jane's not here. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I walk in here. I'm in the question. You had that there was a funny fluorescent green envelope in here.
Yeah.
That Jane looked at. Do you know where it is?
Last time I saw it was over there. But
your nosebleed again a little bit?
Yeah.
Wasn't your daughter holding it?
They may have taken it.
Yeah, looks like they might have taken it. Alright.
Would it be better if you laid down? I need to be pushy. When I get bloody noses, I always lay down.
Yeah.
And if you fall asleep, that would be our cue to leave.
Yeah. Supinda wrote up, although she forgot to record your brilliance, She read it all up.
I know.
You saw it?
Well, we talked about it.
Now you need to lie down. Is that getting away from you?
If Jane were here, she would be going crazy. Shit on that tray and move it out of here. Yeah, but why don't you pick it up with a napkin and throw it in there, because I don't like the housekeeper to have to deal with.
So. Yeah, you're right.
But
how about get that paper.
You can just use a Kleenex.
No, you just lie down. We won't leave. And if you have your eyes closed, we'll take that as a sign.
More tissues.
Here, tissues.
Hey, Yanni, you want to position it?
I
think, well, it's in a better position than it was yesterday.
No, it didn't work. Tell her it didn't work. No, I had it in there for like 4 hours when I took it out of the chair.
Last night?
Yeah.
Your platelet counts and stuff were low. I would just use the gauze instead of the tissue because the gauze has more fiber in it.
Okay.
And you have to just leave it there, and when it gets saturated, we can replace it. But every time you take it out, you know, and I know it's going to take a while for it to clot. How are you with your guests staying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with them staying?
Of course.
Okay. Are you okay staying?
Yeah, we already told him when he passes out. You know.
Boy, I'm going home feeling a huge level of comfort here. So if you get in trouble and need anything, they're out the door. You're on your own.
Well, no, he took an Ambien, didn't he? That's just normal.
No, he didn't take any ammo. No.
He's tired, so.
No, he's tired because he's.
Been up for a while.
And he's going through a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, now, just leave it. You can see his daughter has a picture because I taped it up when I was home.
Was that your work yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, it works sometimes.
You have to list up on there.
You've got what? List of phone numbers. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody asked us to write it, but
good.
Is, doing good. Nobody likes it.
Is Gene and Sandy gone for the night?
Yeah. Everybody's
okay.
Gone except for
Okay. All right. So we'll have to find out about the what we're doing with that tube and stuff for tomorrow. All right. So I'm going to head out in a while.
Okay.
All right. And you're going home tomorrow. So a little bit of a nosebleed. I told him to try to just leave the gauze in until it gets soaked, and then we'll change it because he's dabbing a lot with the tissues. So.
And I have
the Cipro's
done. The Cipro's done. Yeah.
That green folder you were looking for.
No. So I'm thinking Jean and Sandy took it home.
You could probably call Jean on her cell phone. She's got it. She would know.
So if Liz has questions, she can do that. Ladies. Okay. Great.
Thank you.
It's ordered, but we don't have any instructions for it.
Are the instructions in the room?
No, no,
this
is something, something else.
Well, they know I've got to study it before I leave.
Yeah. So pretty much everything is set up for you to go home tomorrow. The doctor just has to write some prescriptions for you in the morning, but everything is set up.
Good time.
What time do you think of?
That'll just be up to everybody to coordinate tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we always, our goal is 11, but I would say with everything he's got going on that there's no time. When he's ready and everybody's ready. I know all the stuff is home ready for him, and there's some flies here, but we have questions about this catheter they put in. There's no orders or any, they have to have instructions. So there's still some loose ends. Do you want, here's...
I need this one.
Did you open yours? Mine's open already.
Yeah, that's cold. All right,
so take care, and we'll just have some questions to finish up about that catheter tomorrow morning and what we're going to, you know, what you're going to do with it at home.
Okay?
Enjoy your visit. Okay. You too. Leaving you in good hands. I mean, Liz, not your business. They said if anything happens, they're leaving. So.
Like we were going to cut and run. She fell asleep.
I understand was have a good night, and that didn't mean anything. I'd get out. Where were we?
Kind of was talking about things that happened around the same time nationwide.
Oh.
And it was just a general discussion. We didn't talk about anything specific. My feeling is that, well, we're here in North Carolina now, so if whatever state you move to, something happens. There's justice work to be done wherever you go. But most of it happened here.
It's a visit. So Kevin was asking me what I thought of Neil Peterson.
Kevin. That's Kevin?
Yeah.
So?
So what do you think of him? How would you answer that question?
Trying to get out of something.
Hmm?
Trying to get out of something.
Neil
Peterson is a, as far as I can tell, mostly an opportunist.
Cool.
Who I think could be worse. And he talks a good talk sometimes, but he's very hard to actually move to action. It's not like someone like Sal, you and Sal, where you can, you know, get up in their face and they'll actually do something. He'll find a way, because sort of isolated over there in that administrative building, you know, he's not elected. Is he?
I'm disappointed.
I think that he has, I don't know if he's done, but he's been open to some good things. Like having hidden voices in the schools. But that was a really good thing. But it's no skin off his back. Whereas changing employment or curriculum or something like that would be going up against, you know, some of the parents who want all the resources for the well-to-do. But I didn't vote for it because Fred Battle wanted to get it done, but it's like have Neil resign, have a campaign. Well, actually, Eugene. But Fred and Michelle, they had worked with his face for years, and they were just worn out with his bullshit.
Yeah, I was telling Al, 20 years is pretty long.
Yeah.
To so not move anything forward.
Most of them don't last that long. You know,
no,
even good ones or bad ones.
He's actually a sort of a big shot in the superintendent's world, I think. But what do you think?
I kind of said what you said in a different language in the parking lot. Whatever direction the wind blows, that's where he's going.
Yeah.
Which can work to our advantage because.
Yeah, if you blow enough wind, you can get him to do something.
Yeah. And this year, the focus is IEPs and PEPs and trying to get the parents organized in order to put some pressure. And that's the easiest thing to do if we can get the parents to move.
Yeah.
And finding the parents, because they're out there. And the people that we went to two communities handing out little handbills. And our hits on our website shot up just because people were trying to find out more about
it. I'd like to see the handbills you hand out.
I'll have to spend to bring some by.
And
it was just stuff compiled from NC Justice and other sources.
About PEP and Willis Pitts is an old friend of Yanni's, and he used to live with Yanni. He's the guy who's really pushing the PEP. Yeah, he's been pushing it for like 10 years.
Oh, really?
And I mentioned in the meeting that he did the pep, they call it pep rally, the High Point NAACP sponsored.
That's what I wanted.
Got a bunch of parents to the meeting. And got Lewis over there telling people what their rights were under the laws. And actually tightened up the law a little bit. It's even better than it used to be. Partly because Lewis and Red Barber could push that. I don't know if they push it.
I remember you saying that, and that I kind of looked up High Point NAACP, but it was only an email address.
Yeah.
So you can facilitate contact with that person.
There's a couple over there. My wife worked with. She was real active.
Do you know what room it is? 77825.
A couple of meetings they had. There was a time that they were going to try to really push it.
Yeah, like there's a parking deck, and then we walked across this time. Last night we actually took the
Bowling, right? Dr. Bowling, the assistant superintendent.
Just come over.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so 7825.
She is not a proponent of this gifted program, the LEAP. She's almost an ally, but she's kind of like a mini Neil Peterson. But she's over curriculum. And also is Rodney Trice, Dr. Trice, who was at the NAACP meeting last meeting. So being part of this Minority Student Achievement Network local team, I've started making inroads to pushing a curriculum and see how, what kind of opposition they would put up, just to see what walls come up immediately so we know what to go around.
Have you shared with them the discussion we had last night about Mississippi and Alabama and South Carolina? Or were you?
We discussed it last night a little bit about their Mississippi just this year introduced into their curriculum that history. And South Carolina has already been doing it maybe a year or so.
Yeah, Mississippi just recently did something.
Just for the school year. Right. They just started the school year.
And South Carolina has, Dawn would know better, but has instituted the curriculum. And also there's this, since we're 40-something, 45 years out, this apology for slavery is starting to come around for states.
Yeah, well. I was telling him on the way over that Reverend Barbara, for 4 years, has been talking about going before the State Board of Education and getting arrested, you know, with a whole, take with them the whole anti-racist curriculum.
Why hasn't he done it?
We never got it together. He actually got sick, the main reason.
So, we could do that.
Yeah. There's a, it makes me think of, the education committee chair on the state executive committee, like I'm the lawyer on that executive committee, about 15 chairs of these committees. And she, Angela Dunston is her name, and she's, Beverly Perdue is talking about hiring her to become her minority affairs person.
Isn't she a lobbyist?
Yeah.
And she works through the NCJC also. Yeah, I've met her.
She's real nice, and knows her way around politics real well. You know, that between you and me, she's not the greatest thinker in terms of, you know, creative thinking about all this stuff. Well, and then if somebody else has an idea, she's
a salesperson.
Yeah, she has something on your neck.
Where?
I live down there.
Did I get it?
I see a shadow.
This is my sign of hope there.
Okay.
That may be it.
Kevin? Can you look for the moisturizing cream over there?
Anyway, Reverend Barber's gonna, if that happens, he's gonna, it'd be great to be thinking about somebody he could appoint that he was thinking in a much bigger terms to be on that. I mean, education is the thing he's most interested in. You know, he had five. You don't have eight like you all, but you have five or seven. So that, and he's got, you know, he's got kids that are, what, 7, 8, 14.
Probably about our children's age.
Because
he's 40. Same age 44. As you, right?
45.
Yeah. He's got, his oldest daughter is in, just started. Work on a PhD at Harvard in public health. And then his oldest son is a freshman at Central. And then he's got three kids that are, yeah, Andrew's just barely going to school, I thought, obviously. Reverend Barber had his daughter, Rebe. His wife's name is Rebecca. I'm sure her name is Rebecca, but they call her Rebe. She has a brain tumor. When she was like 6 or 7, and they thought she was going to die. And Reverend Barber took her up to Johns Hopkins. So, you know, he wasn't as plugged in as he is now, but he's pretty plugged in. He knows all these people. And they told him, and he made a deal with God at Johns Hopkins that if God saved Reeve's life, he was going to turn it up a notch. And sure enough, that happened. And that's really, I mean, if you ever get him to tell the story, he just said, I'm going to dedicate my life to doing your work. And that's what he's done. And it was shortly after that he decided to run for state president.
So, you know, I got this email while we were doing the event for the 28th, after I did the little phone interview with the radio station, and it was from NAACP Barber, and all it said was, great job. I'm sitting here thinking,
he said he'd been trying to call you. He said he left a couple of messages for you. Yeah.
He must have
he knows how good it was. He's been probably right here on this floor.
Oh, call me here in the hospital?
Yeah, call him 7825 or whatever.
So, can you write down how I can call him?
Yeah. I can call him right now.
No.
Dawn is on her way up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's on her way up.
I was talking to him the other day. He went up to Caswell County. You know, did you hear about this racist guy shot two kids with a shotgun up there?
Yeah. I didn't know any details, but
well, you can use a napkin.
That'll give me a napkin.
Here. That's just a slip from this for them to deliver. They don't pick up on that.
I just need something to put my fingers in.
Who comes to get this? Can I put this in the hall?
No.
You know, Yanni, when you call, you don't get an answer. He's got this system of, if it says big hospital or something, he'll figure it's possible.
Okay.
And he told me he wanted to come by and see you.
I think that's too much effort for him.
No, he'd rather do that than anything. He's a preacher.
You got anything on your mind?
No, I'm just. I'm just wondering how personal and how political I make this thing up Sunday. So I got some pain out there too.
You got pain?
So I got a nice bright room because it dries.
Do I explain that to you?
Yeah.
Would you consider audio recording your anything you might say, and you just play that?
on Sunday?
Possibly, but things are going well. I prefer to be there. Anyway. But it's possible. I may not have enough strength.
Yeah. Right now, you're extremely tired, but tomorrow, or Friday, maybe
it's Gene.
I mean, enough strength to go to the rally.
Yeah. What's the setup at your house, do you know?
Not yet, really. Yeah. You're going to have a hospital bed in the living room. Get rid of the coffee table.
How are you going to keep people from a steady stream of visitors there?
Well, I suppose we've got the thing I decided to do, I can just say don't come. Did y'all have to deal with that?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, you can control a little bit better in the hospital than you can when you're at home.
I think I'm on pit bull station with the good.
Sandy's emails are pretty off-putting.
What?
I said Sandy's emails.
Yeah, they were. she hasn't sent out a second one, has she?
No.
Let me say that one. Someone from Liza.
Well, the problem.
Basically, Sandy told people, don't call, don't come over.
And the problem is she sent, you know, I think she's got a list of
200.
Yeah. Which may be good, but then all Yanni's close friends, I knew you wanted to see Fred, Nate, and maybe me. And my friend says, well, did you see Sandy? I don't think we're supposed to go. And I said, no, I don't think that means us.
Yeah. I might mention that to her.
Yeah.
To make that more clear.
That's the 200 memo. We want to get down to about the 10 memo.
Did it show up as 200 people on the email?
Oh, I don't know.
Sandy's older, right? She's the older daughter.
Yeah, that's Sandy in the red dress. She's getting married.
She's older than Joyce.
Yeah. A little bit. Not much.
2 years. Her birthday is in 2 weeks.
Her birthday?
Yeah.
How old is she going to be?
29. And 29 and still fine.
I'm looking at she actually looks more like you right now when I look at the picture.
Yeah.
Joyce looks like her mother.
Caitlin's birthday is November 1st, what's Sandy's?
29th of September.
What about yours? One of your daughters?
29th of October.
Yeah. I think Joyce and Caitlin are the same age.
Yeah. I'm actually more lucid now than I was earlier. I I think it's partly because there's less commotion. But maybe some of the effects of drugs that were involved.
Tim says something that you know, after we were over here the other night.
Mm-hmm.
He was sort of frustrated. You know, as he listened to you lay out some of your vision.
Why?
Well, he felt like, you know, he was, couldn't show you how much it was on a personal side. So he's saying something to me about one of Yanni, but, you know, after I finish him at Till, I'm taking on his dissertation to try to break it up into some, you know, like we talked about, you know, little books. Reader, sort of like the 1898.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
I think he said that to you. But he was, he's got that preacher side in him, you know. A little bit more than me. Tim's dad is still a preacher.
Hey, Don.
Hey. Yeah, why are you reclining back like, you know, you can relax? Are you all relaxed?
So hey, baby.
Hi. Nice.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm Al.
Hi, Al. It's nice to meet you.
Good.
Hey. Let me come over here.
Hey, we got a chair.
Right here.
Nice to see you. I was thinking during the rally on the 28th that we didn't really have enough people to do.
That's too late, God.
Well, this means that in the future you need to raise your profile.
She's not big on lists or large agendas.
Who's that?
Right, you know, like three small things, everybody attacks. I want to see your face.
But boy, Yanni, I like the pictures that came out of there.
Those were good.
Yes, they were.
I took most of them.
This guy is so self-centered.
For real? Oh, Yanni
was walking around taking a lot of pictures.
He took a lot of pictures. I thought he was taking pictures.
And then we had 289 pictures total.
Quite a few. And Yanni, the ones you saw, the ones that were edited. I took multiples. I tried not to take pictures of people with the mouse.
Yeah, right, of course.
And it happened every time I clicked.
It's really because hard. It's that half-second delay of digital that we've all had to get used to. You know, I used to be so great at popping the shot and then the camera, click. But I really, gosh, and I thought there was a great shot of every one of the speakers. It was perfect profile for portrait. Yeah,
I was pleased with the picture too, and I think quite a few people have made comments to me about how good the pictures were.
I miss my calling. That's right.
That could be your chapter three.
Sustainability.
The woman, there's a professor at Brown. She wrote The Bomb in Gilead, I think. And she wrote.
What is her name?
She'd be coming.
Is it coming?
No, I doubt that. I know.
right now all my students think that's what I'm doing. But she wrote another book called Chapter 3 because, you know, sort of, you know, after your career, after your children are gone, after you, you know, you kind of relax and decide, what about that? You know, and...
Well, that's Chapter 3.
I think she called it Chapter 3. I don't know if that's Chapter 3. For some of us who only do things in 5 years, it will be Chapter 30. Because I only last, you know, 5 years. Which is so hard.
I have a little book title that I've always... I actually wrote a poem about it. It's called The Eighth Day of Creation. You know, basic. Full Christian, but... It's basically, you know, as you can see where that's gone.
Yeah.
It's like God headed seven and took the ball. So, the third chapter, this to me sounds like that too.
Mm-hmm. When you had time to exhale, you breathe and decide.
I like being open for it. I won't do that again.
I loved 40 from the moment I hit it. I felt, you know. Mm. Are you having trouble eating? Or you just don't like broccoli?
No, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Your nose is better.
What?
Your nose is not better.
Yeah.
It's good.
First of all, eating made me sick. Secondly, I didn't have any room in there.
Mm.
They had all this floor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've been at the hospital, they've had me on all kinds of weird diets. The food's terrible. But mostly I've got these really bad sores in my mouth. Because I've had oxygen in for the last week. And it creates a... Now, maybe it's the meds. If it's the meds, I'm in good shape. But... Because that will go away. But if it's just the oxygen, it won't be so good because I'm real sore in the back of the throat. I got some sores here.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the mouth. I find some way to get nutritious food in me so I don't have to chew too much. My gums are all sore.
What are they giving you now?
That stuff up there?
Mm-hmm.
That's antibiotic. I'm going to have to be on long-term antibiotics so they don't get this gut infection.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll probably be a different one. It won't have to be IV.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take a pill. This is what they put in today. This goes into my abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it curls around there or not, but it curls around
curls.
Out here. Curls.
Curls. Curls, like if it's curling in.
Maybe it doesn't.
Is that the catheter you spoke of?
Yeah. And it has a little thing on it I can turn. And get somebody to help me, and I'll have these bags that I can fill up. There's two bags. It's not the higher tech tent that actually stuffs it out into a vacuum bottle.
Mm-hmm. Is it mainly liquid?
Yeah, it's just what this looks like.
It's not a big
one. It certainly is not a big tube. Huh.
Is that hurting when you do that?
No.
All right, that's good.
And,
can you get that? Do you want help?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Gotta get this in this shirt. These kind of shirts. Comfy, but looser.
Uh-huh.
They're called Henleys, right?
Cotton Henleys. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Definitely need some cotton.
No, I don't. What were your thoughts about the rally?
I thought that rally went very, very well, given the little drama that was ahead of it. And I think, I thought it was great. I mean, you never know, right? You know, it's kind of like when we do things at school, we only put a few chairs out because we're thinking, somebody come, you know, but quite a few people standing out there.
Yeah. That's not how I do it. I've had so many experiences in organizing where everybody's all shaky, but we're going to turn out. I'm shaky too sometimes, but I knew we'd have enough people for this. You know, I figured 100. And the quality of the people would be very significant because for all the families and friends and activists. And so even if you don't have 500 people, you got 100 people who will be motivated. They'll become more active.
I think we have a hard time now in terms of getting the word out. I actually got a kind of funny feedback from when I put something in the Estes briefs at the school, and one woman was kind of like, "Why haven't I heard anything about this? And who are you? And where's this coming from? And how come this is just showing up now? Do you know what I mean?" And I was like, "Do you read the paper?" Now, not that I do either, but since she was coming at me, I decided to come back. But I was like, "Do you read the paper?" She's like, "No." I said, "Well, I saw a press release, so it must have been in the newspaper. You know, where do you attend? I mean, do you attend a church that it would have gotten out to? Do you attend that?" You know, and I think this new thing of, I mean, either we have to be able to jump on the whole Twitter, Facebook, I don't know. I mean, it's difficult. It's social networking. I don't read the paper. I wish I did, but I tend not to get it. No, I don't. I mean, I'm not. Nope.
We don't have to. People do.
As long as we know that that's the way to get to most people. When NPR has a Facebook, my high school, my GFA, the academy I used to go to, has a Facebook page. Everything has a Facebook page. You know, John and I were laughing this morning because we heard NPR talking about, you know, whatever show, visit us on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't have that stuff, and my cell phone's enough. But it was interesting to me that she was clearly peeved that she hadn't heard it. But, you know.
It's also the impatience of people who sort of think that They don't really recognize the state of the organizing. And, it's true. I mean, we've talked about it a million times. We've got to get the word out better. And we're not as well organized like we're developing right now. NAACP media person or communications person or something. So,
mm-hmm.
You can announce things and figure out ways to get people attention.
Mm-hmm.
Follow up on events. We had pretty good pre-event publicity, but not very good post-event.
I think it's also a result that we're just not as tied to community. You know what I mean? It's not a... Everybody is...
Yeah.
Everywhere, you know? I'm seeing it in our own family.
What?
There's a peak collector in there.
I'll go out here.
There's one down the hall on the right now.
So that puts a different face on, because she works at Hargraves, and she's supposed to be in touch.
Oh, you know who she is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Get out! You know who she is?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell on me, then.
just like you said, she is at Hargraves.
What's she doing at Hargraves? What's she doing? What does she do at Hargraves?
She does after-school stuff with kids.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't work. She does after-school at our place. Gotta be a different person. She does after school at Estes Hills.
5 days a week?
Yep.
Until
she is the after school person.
You know this year?
I met her last year.
I'm not sure. I think it's the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I think either the school system donates some of their time, like the Estes after school program comes to Hargraves.
Hmm.
Or maybe she does two jobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, she definitely has to do two jobs. She's not. She does have another play, but she could work at Hargraves. Okay. I don't really know her story.
Hmm. Well, okay, I'll work on this with you.
Michelle does it.
No, you just find a kid to do it.
But that might be our PR university students.
They can do it.
Yeah.
Let them into the website.
Let the kids do it. I can't even get my thumbs to move quick enough to compete.
Oh, no, but the thing is opting in. You have to opt in. So you have to get the people, kind of like doing the Obama rally. When we have a rally, we have someone text to a certain site, and then we get their text.
University students.
University and the high school.
It would be
awesome. Yeah. It's all a trick to get your phone number. So, people are sheep.
Oh. You know, I mean, there's also things like Google Groups or Yahoo Groups.
Mm-hmm.
People who use those kinds of things.
Hey, Don, we were talking about curriculum in South Carolina. Can you share any information you have on that?
You mean like why South Carolina? So comprehensively covers.
Well, we start there. Because we just talked about High Point, so I need to talk to the High Point and the ACP, because they had a big meeting, similar to what we're trying to do on PDP, IDP. But, you know, we did talk about South Carolina and Mississippi passing some curriculum changes and legislation. So, I know nothing.
I know about nothing about Mississippi, but.
I know what you know about South Carolina.
It just started this year. This is the first school year.
And they, what, added?
Full year, 12 years of civil rights education at every grade level.
K through 12. And so it was South Carolina, have they done something similar already, or?
You know, I don't know, because I was a third grade teacher, and as a third grade teacher, I had to, every state has a year that they teach their state's curriculum, from the Native Americans to present day. So that's how I got into such great conversations, because, you know, once you roll out of the Civil War and into Reconstruction, which is an incredible era to discuss with kids, because it was an incredible era, and then we went into Jim Crow. I mean, I definitely, with third graders, I mean, we were having some pretty wonderful conversations and just understanding, you know, what it meant, or, you know, I would go over and put my hand on a white student and say, this is not allowed. You know what I mean? So you get it down on that level with the kids.
You put a hand on a white student and say, this is not allowed?
This was not allowed.
Mm-hmm. I see. You're illustrating.
Just so that they could, you know. So in North Carolina, it's fourth grade and eighth grade. So the first places that you would be looking would be in those state curriculums that it is covered. And the real bottom line, I think, is that when North Carolina, and no one will want this, but if they have testing of the curriculum.
AYP.
That's right. When it appears on
North
the test.
North Carolina, black and white.
You know, but you mean if it appears on the test? Then you best believe it will be covered. I have one teacher, you know, there's a Gullah community, you know, and that's such a rich history in South Carolina. Third grade test, you know, had a couple of questions, and one of the teachers said, who wrote this test anyway? What was all those questions about Gullah? I didn't say anything, but I looked at my other friend who was there, and I was like, who built the state? You got the state by free labor. Like, what's the matter with having all those questions on Gullah? So, but that forced, you know, the memory of seeing those questions meant people were doing it, and then they would invite different people who, you know, were Gullah or had Gullah songs or had anything. You know, you quickly engage it. So, while I may not believe in tests, it's a good way to force the hand.
Good way to make people understand it, right?
That's right. You're going to talk about it now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. We need to get it on the test.
Well, we don't have a social studies test yet in this state. Not until upper grades. And that, of course, high school is where you started. Because when you started in high school, they complain that they weren't prepared enough. So it bumps down to middle school. Who complains? They weren't prepared enough, and it'll make its way down to elementary. And then we complain the parents didn't do enough. So, I mean, starting with the high school would be.
Finding a way to get it on a test in high school.
So it very well could be.
That would be EOCs.
That would be EOCs. And of course, it would just take us sitting down and pouring through.
That's the state function that decides what's on those. That's not.
Absolutely. That's the state. Especially for social studies, because each state wants to tell their story.
So maybe we could do a start writing a test.
I think somebody must have started doing that.
I would think.
Do you think they have any tests in South Carolina?
Oh, they have it all the way down to Third Green, South Carolina.
No, but I meant that they... You were saying South Carolina was fourth and eighth grade.
North Carolina is fourth and eighth grade.
Is South Carolina
so,
third grade?
South Carolina's third grade and another grade. Okay. Like, they'll do it, they'll pick it up again and again. But, and not that I've paid attention, but it would be cool to look at the curriculum in high school and see it where it very well may be covered. And we just need to bounce down.
So when Tim did his piece on 1898, if you look at the back of that, he read all of the North Carolina textbooks about how they covered 1898, and has a whole list of what most of them leave it out, and some of them have just one paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it would need to be on the curriculum because teachers know, sometime soon, by now, teachers should know that they cover the standards and not the textbook. Because textbooks are national and tweaked.
Go ahead.
All right. Textbooks are national and tweaked for states. That's how they get you to what they call textbook adoption. So they buy it. So, but teachers know that they are responsible for... What are you looking for, honey? What you need?
Gauze. There should be some right in there, I think.
Oh, it's empty.
Yeah. One of those.
Oh, here you go. Oh, there they go.
Want me to open it up for you?
Yeah. Is it a big one?
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think that's the last one.
She had to bring another one in. She brought those in from outside.
You need another one, Yanni?
Not for right now.
Okay.
But I may start doing it again.
You feel it?
I need to try to get a better airflow.
I need to leave in about 5 minutes.
So what do you have on your mind?
Sun Center of Love.
Great.
This chapter.
Sunny holding up okay?
Yeah, she's doing fine. I started. Came over again today. Get hooked up.
What was she getting hooked up for?
Another trial.
Oh.
Put her off for a week because she took aspirin. That's like disappointing.
Huh. They took her off because she took aspirin?
Yeah, she got to have these pains. They said if you take Tylenol, she could have started tomorrow. She took aspirin.
Why wouldn't she know that?
Doctor told her to ask.
Oh, well, I guess that's why she wouldn't know that. So you guys can take off. I got tea again for my nose. Do all this little stuff next thing.
I'm gonna be home tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you need some shirts.
Yeah.
She said your bed's already there.
Uh-huh.
Everything's set up.
Big, loose.
Triple X.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
We got a sign that somebody gave us in the actual bad shape to put on the door so no visitors.
On just leave the package at the front door. I'll knock and run.
We were trying to think of
it's not that bad with me. I think that actually social networks are stronger in some ways. There's a lot of people who like to visit her and stuff.
Yeah, well, she's nicer than you.
That's true.
She's way nicer than me. You know, when politicians run, they call up and say, well, I actually endorsed them.
That would be a sign.
Sometimes it'll work.
It's amazing how people treat you when you're down and out.
Nice.
Treat you nicely. I think
he's treating you the same. I think that's a true friend, man.
Try to steal your thunder and
talk to that again.
And what do you do?
I just listen.
She just chooses not to get beat up at city council meetings.
Did better the last one.
Yeah. Did you see how the other night when we, in my email how Johnny's blood pressure was going down? So
yes.
I told him the story about Sally Green's blood pressure.
Yeah, I just said, oh, no, not good.
Yeah, I went up 10 points within 5 minutes.
High blood pressure is good for me.
Yeah.
So I should have called you. I should have called you that afternoon. You're not going to believe. Well, no, yeah, you wouldn't believe this.
It was funny. They had it set up where you actually see the thing go up and we tell the story. It's like a lie detector.
Yeah, it's true.
This is Ashley.
Yeah, honey.
Hey, baby.
Tell me about that picture over there.
I'm leaving right
the photograph?
Uh-huh. I just talked.
That's
yeah, we're at
Fanny's wedding picture.
Standing
plus wedding, and
I'm
sure how well I can
Fanny's
see it
daughter.
From here.
His oldest daughter.
His oldest daughter.
Uh-huh. And she'll be 29 in a couple of weeks.
Actually,
and this is Joyce. And Joyce is younger.
But
and
we
two.
Got.
So Joyce is next
got,
to him over here.
We got older white people in there.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is Jane. Standing next to Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And is there anybody else who's older and white?
Yeah, two more people.
Arnie and Sia, that's
both
parents.
Oh, uh-huh, sure.
And then there's Saul's sister.
His sister.
Leah. And Joyce's sister. Joyce. I mean, Sandy's sister, Joyce. That's everybody? I think that's
mm-hmm.
How long ago was that taken?
June.
Oh, this year.
Yeah. At Snipes Farm. That's where we had the wedding.
Where?
Snipes Farm. You should know about it if you don't. It's a good gathering place.
It is?
Yeah, for like big dinners and stuff. It's very informal. It's a black owned Yeah.
Where's it at?
I don't know, Al. You tell me.
Outside of Rivers. It's in, isn't it in Durham County or the Silver Woods?
Mm-hmm.
It's out.
What's the name of it again?
Snipes.
Snipes.
Yeah, Snipes. Mm-hmm. It's out part of the Rogers Road Connect, actually.
Okay.
And Snipes is black guy. And the farm, I guess, was a dairy farm.
Mm.
And it's very pretty. It's got a nice little pond.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you could. It's not.
You have a high peak. I've got the I'm going to lose my fourth life.
Yeah.
Oh, ow.
It's not funny.
It's a 12-year-old daughter.
13.
13. 13. Ow. Go ahead.
Out of the man. I got 7 children,
yeah.
And 1 in every decade from 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Wow.
That's the way I remember.
Say again?
What?
1 in every decade.
Yeah, starting with?
In my 20s, my first daughter.
Oh, okay.
When I was in my 20s.
Yeah, so you
had
your last
one. I had 2 kids in 1 decade.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay. Should we call her for you, or?
Who?
The nurse, or anyone?
No, she's right outside.
Oh, she is. So he can
We help you get up, Yanni? Is that, that be helpful before we head out?
There's a couple of things you could help.
Move these things here.
Move this back, just a little bit.
Okay.
Pull this rail out.
Okay, so you got that down yesterday.